来不是要讲这个信息的，可是我礼拜四下午的时候收到通知说是中英文合并。
So I wasn't having this message before, but on Thursday I was informed that we are going to have a combined session.
那我原来准备的一篇，事实上有好几篇，可能会有六篇连续的，是关于但以理书的。
I had originally prepared a message about Daniel.
那那个如果是要翻译起来，那就太长了。
It may be a little bit too long with the translation session.
所以我希望在以后的有时间的话，神允许的话，我们能够把但以理书里面的一些有关于我的生命跟我们生活的信息来跟大家传讲。
So when Lord allowed, then I would like to share about the Daniel that is related to our life and our living.
但以理书里面也有很多这个预言，可是那个比较深，所以我们暂时可能摆到以后再说。
There are a lot of prophecies in the book of Daniel, but that is a little bit more difficult message that I would like to share later.
那么今天我们就来进入在家庭中我们如何影响孩子的信仰。
So today I want to share with you the topic about how to influence your kids' faith in your family life.
那么我现在就请投影的弟兄把这个我的荧幕给他打出来。
So let's have this slide.
第一个荧幕是告诉我们说有几个我们今天做父母的一个迷失。
There are something about a few myths for parents.
当我们讲到教养孩子的时候，有时候我们总有一个旧的观念，我们首先是说，哎呀，这个有什么 好管的，我们不都是我们的父母也没有这样子教我，什么事情都来管我，我现在长大了不是也孝敬父母吗？
When we were talking about parenting, we were like, well, I did not, my parents were not doing it this way to me and I was okay, why should I be learning parenting?
所以很多时候我们认为时间到了自然就会应变，船到桥头自然直。
And we were thinking that when the time comes, everything will work out on its own.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到今天的时代可能不能这样子等我们了？
But if you think that this time nowadays cannot be like this anymore.
你说今天学校里面年轻人到底发生了什么事呢？
You know what happened in school to our youth?
我们听说十几岁的孩子，他们对于大麻、对于手枪，这些都已经可以很轻易的拿到。
And we heard that the teenagers can easily grab onto marijuana and guns.
更是同学之间或者朋友之间，对于谈起来同性恋，或者我自己去，我今天想要变男的，我就觉得我应该去动个手术，或我要做女的，我就应该去尝试一下。
Do you know they're talking among friends about homosexuality and gender reassignment as they wish?
那么我要怎么办？你说我自己都不知道怎么做，我以前小时候都没这些事啊，我怎么教他？
And then you are going to say it never happened to me when I was young, so how should I guide them?
但是弟兄姊妹，请你注意，你如果不教，总有人教他。
But you have to pay attention. If you don't teach them, then someone else will.
首先他的同伴会教他。
Their friends is going to teach them.
学校会教他。
The school is going to teach them.
社会会教他。
And the society is going to guide them.
最可怕的时候，到时候监狱、警察来教他。
And the most horrible thing is the police and the jail is going to teach them.
那我怎么办？我怎么样来影响他？
So how am I going to influence them?
所以必须在他小的时候还可以塑造的时候，你就把正确的观念教导他。
So you must do it when they were little to give them the right thought.
那你说了，圣经对这方面有教导吗？
So you are going to say, did the Bible teach us this?
我想刚刚弟兄姊妹们，你读那么多经文，你就知道说犹太人的圣经不是只讲犹太人的历史啊。
So the scriptures we just read, we realized that the Bible for the Jewish did not just teach them about the history of Jewish.
我刚刚列出来的，你看你们在这个荧幕上找来找去，其实我如果把它整理得很干净出来的时候，我刚刚的那些教养孩童的英文 可能这大概只有五分之一而已，四分之一，五分之一而已。
So the scriptures that I organized were only maybe one-fifth of what we just read.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经是一本关于我们生命的手册。
So brothers and sisters, Bible is the rule book for us how to raise our children.
也是我们生活的指南。
And it's also the guideline for our life.
甚至我刚刚提起，我接下来如果神允许我跟弟兄们讲、姐妹们讲但以理书的时候。
So in the future, if God allow, I'm going to talk about the book of Daniel.
你会发现原来圣经这么难解的以赛亚书、但以理书，甚至小先知书什么何西阿，那些东西读得非常枯燥的，结果里面都充满了生命跟生活的信息。
Then you are going to see in the Old Testament, there are so many different type of books, but they are all full of life teaching.
我希望弟兄姊妹们能够因着我一再强调圣经的话对我们的生命跟生活的影响，使你对圣经有兴趣去好好的读。
I hope you will be interested in reading Bible as I emphasize how important the Bible can guide our living and life.
差不多三年前、四年前的时候，有一次我在芝加哥到我大女儿家去。
About three, four years ago, when I went to my elder daughter in Chicago.
有一天我在开着车到downtown的路上，我在那个路旁边看到一个很大的那个广告牌。
I was driving and I saw a big billboard on the road.
你知道我在 New Jersey 开这些 turnpike 的时候，我看到的广告牌最令我印象深的就是好几个都是说，你今天被人撞车了吗？你找我，我帮你讨回公道。
When I was driving on turnpike, the big billboard that I saw mostly is about, are you injured? I can be helping you to get the
结果我在芝加哥这么，我们说乱，好吧，这么可怕的城市，我在他的这个往城里去的路上，我竟然看到了一个招牌，让我耳目一新。
But in Chicago, as we thought it's an evil city, I saw this billboard.
那个招牌上写的是什么呢？
And what does it say, wrote?
你们看一下。
What was it on it?
那个字写的是说 it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
培养一个健强的孩子比修复破碎的人更容易。
太好了。
I prepared.
你知道这一句话当时就吸引了我的眼睛。
So
我说这是谁讲的？
This caught my eyes. Who wrote this?
原来这个人，这个作者是差不多200年前的一个黑奴。
It was written from 200 years ago by a black slave.
你知道当时的黑奴不可能受教育的，是在田里工作当奴隶的，可是他竟然能够有这么深的思想。
In those days, slaves were working in the field, but he had such a deep thought.
我就去查他的资料，原来他的祖母，他的主人是白人，当然是他把他们家这个父母带着孩子一起到他家做奴隶的时候，他看到这个孩子是可以教导的。
So the master, of course, they were white family, and they brought this black kid and educated him.
所以他就教这个孩子认字、读书，给他讲很多的教育他。
And they educate him and taught him to read, write.
结果没想到这个孩子非常聪明，很好学，后来就慢慢的成为今天我们所谓的黑奴，就是那个时候的奴隶的，成为黑奴教育家。
And he was such a wise person, and he were educated, and he became the leader for the black.
所以这一句话其实今天在我们的生活里面你应该可以体验到。
So this phrase can also be experienced from us today.
如果你不在你的孩子12岁以前你好好的教他，等到他22岁的时候太晚了。
If you did not teach your children before 12, by the time they get to 22, it's too old to change.
那么今天这个世代里面最受影响的有两种教养孩子的理论。
There were two types of theories very popular nowadays.
第一个理论是这一位作者叫做 Benjamin Spock 所写的。
The first one is this author, Benjamin Spock.
这个 Benjamin Spark 是近代的人物，你看他是1903年活到了1998年。
And he was from 1903 to 1998.
他是什么样的一个人呢？
What type of person he is?
他是剑，是是剑，对不对？是耶鲁大学，他在21岁的时候代表美国参加巴黎的世运会。
At age of 21, representing the American, and he was from the Yale University, he went to Paris to represent America.
他是大三的学生，可是他就能够代表美国参加世界运动会的划船，那个就是一排几个人，十个人还八个人那样子冲的那个。
As a junior in Yale University, he was representing the American for a boat rolling competition.
他拿到了金牌。
They got gold medal.
所以这一个人物是一个非常聪明又体能也很好的人。
So he is both intelligent and also physical person.
你知道在第二次世界大战刚他那个时候1940几年的时候，那个所有整个世代里面都充满了真的这个刚刚从战争出来。就不知道何去何从。
After the First World War in the 1940s, everybody just got out of the war, not knowing their directions.
他提出了一个理论，叫做怎么样来教养孩子。
And he had this theory about how to teach children.
他写了一本最主要的书，叫做《Baby and Child Care》。
He wrote this book, Baby and Child Care.
这本书在短短的几十年、五十年里面，一直到上个世纪，他写的这书，他五十年左右的时候，已经在全世界销售了5000万册，大概有100多种语言的翻译。
In shortly 50 years, this book was well published in many different languages.
所以你注意，在1970年代，为什么会有那么多的嬉皮、那么多的越战的时候，那些人出现？
And you will see in the 1970s, after the Vietnam War, so many hippies.
你知道这些人，他们生长的年代就是1940年、1950年出来生的，到了1970年，那他们的那一代的孩子的父母，他们受了这本书的影响，就是不要打孩子。
Those hippies grew up in the 1940s and 50s, and the parents were affected by this book to teach those kids.
所以他的理论是什么呢？
So what was his theory?
他说不能打孩子，你如果用打孩子的话，对他孩子的身心有害。
And he advocated about against beating because it's going to hurt the.
而且你打了他，他就不跟你讲话，他逃避你，你得不偿失。
And after you punish the children, they are going to avoid speaking to you.
他说孩子说说谎有什么关系？大惊小怪的，你没有说过谎吗？
So he was saying that how what's the big deal about lying? You did not lie.
你知道这样的教导几十年下来以后，到了1980年代
，And you know, after 50 years of teaching this way in the 1980s，
四十多年的这本书出版了以后，他的儿子1983年的时候，在波士顿跳楼自杀。
After 40 years of such teaching, his own son actually jumped off at a Boston Children's Museum.
对不起，不是儿子，他的孙子，22岁的孙子。
Sorry, it's not his son, but his grandson, 22 years old grandson.
而且跳楼的那栋楼，竟然是他的，就是这个作者的儿子在那里，叫做波士顿的 Children Museum， 在那个一个波士顿的儿童博物馆的，他是主管。他的儿子那一天在圣诞节的晚上，就选了那么好的地方，从那里跳楼自杀。
His grandson jumped off from the building of Boston Children's Museum, which was managed by Spock's son.
这是何等的一个悲剧！圣诞夜的晚上，而且那个时候，这个作者这书的这个作者史嘉伯，他正好是80岁。
What a tragedy! It happened on a Christmas night, and Spock was 80 years old.
但是今天这本书还在世界上各地的语言，就文字里面在那里发行。
And this book is continuing published among countries.
后来到了1970年代的时候，就是他那本畅销之书出了30多年的时候，有另外一本书出现了。
In the 70s, there is another book appeared.
那本书的作者叫做 James Dobson.
And the author is James Dobson.
听过 James Dobson 的人请举一下手。
Have you heard of James Dobson?
这都是老人了。Okay,
Old people.
我在这里，我来到这里读完研究所，到刚刚搬到 New Jersey 1980年代的时候，我每天开车所听的收音机的节目就是他的节目。
In my time when I was studying PhD, when I was driving home, I was listening to the radio, and those were messages from James Dobson.
因为他在那时候他已经看到了过去的四十年那一本前面一本书所造成的影响，所以他的诉求。他的负担就是叫做 focus on the family， 我们要把我们的心、我们的注意力放在家庭当中。
So Dobson saw the effect from the previous book of Spark， and so he wrote this other book, Focus on the Family。
当时他写了一本书叫做 Dare to Discipline，
and he wrote a book called Dare to Discipline。
勇于，你敢于管教你的孩子。
That you dare。And you are not afraid to discipline your children.
那这本书在这个世界上造成了什么影响呢？
So how does this book affect the world?
它唤起了一些基督徒的父母，因为它用的都是圣经的原则对孩子的管教。
It woke up a lot of Christians' parents to use the Bible's rules to discipline children.
所以他说到说，适当的管教是一件好事。可是你在打孩子的时候，你要注意打他的什么地方。
So he mentioned that proper discipline is a good thing, but when you spank your children, you have to pay attention.
这个有肉的地方是就是给你打的，可是你不要随便打他的脸。
It's okay to spank his butt, but not his face.
脸是一个尊严，你不能轻易的在孩子那个脸上动手动脚。
Face represents self-esteem for a person.
手也可以叫他伸出手来，也可以打。
You can also spank the hand.
他完全提出来的另外一份的一种，就是说你必须勇于教，你不教，你的孩子将来来不及。
So he advocated a dare to discipline, totally different type of teaching.
你知道他这样的教导到了今天，还是远远不如刚刚第一本书的那个作者的影响力。
Do you know his teaching has not?Overseed the previous teaching.
可是他的儿子 Ryan 就继承了，承继了他这个负担，今天继续在这个广播，在广播以前，这像20年前可能还是很多的听收音机的广播世界，现在我就不知道他在这个视频上面还有没有一些的教导。
So for the 20 years ago, the radio programming was still popular. His son Ryan Dobson had broadcast.
按照我上网去查这个服饰的，今天他那个时候说他的影响力也是有好多，就像这里讲的，每个月他在100多个国家的语言这种广播里面也有不少的收视率。
So he had pretty good listeners.Per month from different countries.
但是他说管教，他不一定要用棒子打，你跟他坐下来谈心里的话也是很重要的。
And he also said that discipline is not necessary beating, but a heart-to-heart talking.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在就在这两个的原则之下，我们往下面来继续看父母怎么教养孩子。
So under these two principles, we can continue to see how Bible teach us to.Be a parent.
我们已经看过刚刚读过圣经教导的经文。
So we read a few scriptures.
我们这里就不再念了，请你翻到下一页。
So I'm not going to read it again.
你会发现箴言、诗篇、希伯来书都有这样的经文。
So you will find these type of teachings from the book of Psalms, Proverbs, and Hebrews.
而且圣经里面说到。要用杖打，你记得我刚刚有读了一节经文吗？
Do you remember the scripture we just read that don't spare the rod?
我们看下一张图片。这个经文叫做不忍用杖打儿子的是 呵护他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
So the Proverbs mention, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them.
哦，当然，你说你，今天说你是个男人，你就要打要打。我们做妈妈的，我们抱都来不及，我们不忍心打。
Oh, you might say, brother, you can always say to beat your children, but as a mother, as a woman, I don't dare to do it.
可是你注意，这圣经的话，他没有说妈妈不要打，爸爸打，不是说，他是说。我们做父母对我们的孩子，我如果真的爱他，在他犯了该打的这个是错误的时候，我们要动手。
But the Proverbs did not mention whether a father should beat up the child or the mother should beat up the child, but instead it says when the child is wrong, you have to do it.
可是我说的动手，这个手没错，可是你这个手打在他的身上是要打哪里？我刚刚讲了，打肉多的地方不要打手。不要打脸。
So as I mentioned, you can use your hand to beat them, but not any place that you like.
那他差不多三十年前的时候，我们教会，我在那个时候晚上也是跟着一些团契。那个时候我自己的孩子还是初中生的时候，他们就一直在为这个怎么管教孩童很头痛。
So about 30 years ago, when my kid was still in middle school, we had fellowship talk about how to guide our children, how to discipline our children.
我记得那个时候，我和我太太还来到你们教会里面，跟一些父母一起谈好怎么样教养我们的孩子。
So I remember we have fellowship with your brothers and sisters in this church about how to discipline children.
我不记得我那时候有没有给你们看下面这张图画。
And the next picture here.
这时候用杖，我用的是这种杖。
Use rod, and I give you an example.
我那个时候灵感来了，我看到人家有抓痒啊，抓痒那个这个杖是用来本来是抓背痒的那个手的那个杖。
And this is actually a stick for you to scratch your back.
我就请他们顺路在中国大陆或台湾回来的时候给我带了十几根这样的杖。
And I inspired of this, and I asked some brothers and sisters to draw me 10 of these.
中文啊，中英文写好，给它贴在这上面。
And I stick the rules on from the Bible onto the stick.
然后我就问父母谁要的，你们就来拿。
And I asked parents who want it, you can come and take one.
而且你这根杖用了以后，要让孩子读这个经文。
And after, before you use the stick, you have to let your children read the scripture.
所以你那个孩子被挨打了，他读经文说：“哦，原来他知道说疼爱孩子的随时管教。我妈妈是用的是圣经的话。”
So when the child got beaten up, they would read it and realize that my mom hit me because.She loved me.
他们就明白父母要纠正他是爱他。
So then they will understand the discipline is because of love.
可是副作用是什么呢？
And what is the side effect?
他们到教会看到我都跑。
And they come to me and they, when they see me, they are afraid of me. They hate me.
他们觉得我这是我给他妈妈出的主意。
And they thought this is the idea that I gave to their parent.
你知道圣经里面有好多的经文，我说了有几个例子，比如说我们再看。
So we will see a few examples in the Bible.
在旧约里面有个祭司，他是传道人了，就今天的牧师啊，他是两个孩子，圣经说是个恶人。
In the Old Testament, there is a priest, so equivalent to a preacher today, and he had two child.
他是神的仆人，可是他纵容他的两个孩子在圣殿，在那个当时的人家去献祭的时候，他孩子就去拿人家的祭物，而且还跟来献欺负那些来献祭的那些妇女。
He was in he was the priest in God's temple, and he allowed his two children, his two sons, take the offerings from people.
所以神告诉他说：“你尊重你儿子过于尊重我。”
And so God rebuked him, saying that you honor your child more than me.
所以在同一天里面，不但你的两个儿子要死，你那一天也要死。
So not only your two sons is going to die on the same day, you are going to die on the same day too.
你想想多么惨的结局。
So what a tragedy.
可是他的学徒叫做 Samuel.
And his student Samuel.
Samuel 从小就被他妈妈祷告得来的这个孩子送到这个祭司以利的 身边去学侍奉。
Samuel was born out of Hannah after prayer and was sent to follow Eli.
所以撒母耳是在父母亲的祷告底下成为一个奉献给神的人。
So Samuel was out from the prayers of his parents and became an offering from their parents.
我们读的圣经，我们知道撒母耳是高利，扫罗是高利，大卫是以色列人的开国元老。开国总统的 Billy Graham 可以这么说。
We know that Samuel is the one who anointed Saul and anointed David, the emperor of Israelite.
可是，竟然他自己的两个儿子也没有教好。
But even his son were not walking on the right way.
圣经上就把他儿子的罪状也写出来。
And the Bible also mentioned the evil doings of his son.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都是在教会侍奉的人。
So today, brothers and sisters, we are serving in church.
人家看到我们都是很敬虔的，会讲道的，会带小组的，会关怀探望的。
People looking at us, thinking we are godly, we are humble, and we are guiding groups, and we are doing this and that.
可是我们的儿子，我们的女儿，我们有没有把他管好、教好？
But did we discipline correctly to our children?
我们看接下来有大卫，大卫我们都知道他是一个民族英雄。
And we know David, he is the hero of Israelite.
可是他到做王了以后，他也犯了奸淫的罪，夺了人家的妻子，杀了人家的丈夫，甚至这样就带来了很可怕的后果。
So when David became the king, he stole people's another person's wife. He committed adultery. He murdered the woman's husband. All these crimes and brought in bad things.
你想想他家里面他的儿子们跟他的女儿中间也发生了很多很可怕的事情。
So among his son and daughters, bad things happened too.
可是他敢出来指责他的孩子吗？
Did he dare to come rebuke his child?
你看圣经没有看到他把这个亚撒龙打一顿骂一顿，说你这个真是怎么这可以这样子对你的妹妹。
The Bible did not mention that David came out to stand up for his daughter against Absalom.
所以后来整个国家就因为兄弟中间这整个就大乱，就后来就亡国了。
And the kingdom collapsed because of the brothers and the king's brothers as children were fighting each other.
但是圣经里面感谢主也有一个人，圣经叫做提摩太。
But there is a good person who his name is Timothy.
他没有不是生下来他的父母就是说他的父母都是基督徒的，不是。
He was not born in a Christian's family.
他的父亲是外邦人，可是他的母亲跟外祖母却是敬虔的。
His father is a Gentile, but his mother is a godly person.
所以保罗在圣经里面说，你从小的这个信心是你的母亲、你的外婆所教导你的。
And therefore, Paul wrote that he was inspired by his godly teaching of his grandmother and mother.
所以提摩太就成为保罗的接班人。
And so Timothy became Paul's successor.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看到父母各有他的角色。
Brothers and sisters, you see that the father and mother has their own roles.
圣经里面有告诉敬虔的父亲怎么样的把教导影响他的孩子。
Bible taught the godly father how to teach his son.
圣经里面我们也更看到有许多敬虔的母亲、妇女，他们把孩子教养长大。
And Bible also gave examples of godly mothers how to bring up their children.
好，那么我们回到我们今天的生活里面怎么做
？So as we come to our lives nowadays.
在差不多一年多以前，两年前。我有一个机会，我到了德国，我到了欧洲去带领几个聚会。
About 2 years ago, I went to Europe, Germany, to lead a few gatherings.
有一天呢，我到了慕尼黑的时候，有一位弟兄就很热情的，他来找我说，一定要我到他家去喝喝茶。
A brother came to me and wants to invite me to his home.
这一对父亲，这一对夫妇呢，我回想到在大概在2011年，就是十几年前的时候，他们那个时候，我第一次遇到他们的时候，他们还没有结婚。
About in year 2011, these couple were not married at that time.
那时候他们中间交朋友有一些问题，可是后来因着我们的介入，他们也成长，后来结婚了。
There were some difficulties during their dating, and then because of our guidance, eventually they got married.
后来我再去的时候，他们就带我到他家，他已经有两个儿子，大概是11岁跟9岁。
And that time when I met them again, they invited me to his home, and they have 2 sons, 11 and 9 year old.
我到他家的时候，我就看到这两个孩子非常的健康可爱，而且在院子里面玩得很开心。
I saw 2 healthy boys playing around in the yard, happily.
那他就问我要不要散步，一起走一些路程，他就带我走他每天去接孩子的那条小路。
And he asked me to walk with him to the same on the same route that he pick up his children.
因为他是自己做 business 的，所以他尤其又那个时候疫情也刚结束，所以他并那个时候也有很长的时间不没有出差，所以他每天就陪孩子上下学。
Because he ran his own business and there was not much to do out of home, so he walked his children back and forth to school.
当我们在路上谈的时候，走路的时候，我们就不经意的了解，我说，哎，你这两个孩子，你平常是怎么跟他们相处的？
As we walk, we talk about how he brought up his child.
我就把他我们那天的谈话，我就归纳出了这些东西。
So I summarize into what we talk about on the slide.
我就发现这一对父母，尤其这个父亲，他很有前面的眼光。
So this father has a long sight.
你要记得我刚刚讲，那个时候这个孩子大概九岁、八九岁跟十岁、十一岁左右，可是他已经跟孩子们都谈了这些多少的问题。
So his son was only 9 years and 11 years old, but he already mentioned all these things on the slide.
比如说他在路上走的时候，他会问孩子说，你们会不会害怕说爸爸妈妈有一天会死掉？
So he would ask the children, will you be afraid that one day me and mom died?
你会这样子跟你孩子谈这个问题吗？
Do you talk to your children like this?
我记得我小时候，当我爸爸妈妈吵架的时候，我知道他们吵架的时候，尤其我爸爸在外头做事，我 好久才回来一次，我妈妈在家里很难过的时候，我晚上 睡觉我有时候 会醒来。
I remember when I was young, my father worked outside, and when he came home, he would argue with my mom, and at night, I could not fall asleep.
我说我要万一我妈 也走了怎么办？
And I would be afraid if my mom died, what would happen to me?
没有人谈，没有人给我解，我就在那里担心。
I'm just there to worry.
可是他竟然跟九岁的、十岁的孩子就谈这个说，哎，有一天爸爸妈妈走了，你们会怎么样？
But this father actually talked to this little child about what happened when he died.
今天孩子问你这个问题，你怎么说？
What are you going to answer your child if they ask you this question?
傻孩子，这个胡想胡思乱想，爸妈不会死啦。
So would you going to tell them, don't be silly, we won't die?
我们要有正面思想，积极思想，不要老往那些地方去想。
We should be positive thinking and not think about death.
男孩子要强壮，要坚强。
And as a boy, you have to be strong.
以后你要保护你妹妹，不要让她害怕。
And you should be strong to protect your little sister.
结果我就很好奇，我说你怎么讲的？
And so I was asking him what he said to his children.
他说我每天陪孩子上学，我就问他们，你们爸爸妈妈死了，你们如果不在，你怎么办？你们会有什么感觉？
So I would, he said he asked his children, if parents die, how do you feel?
那当然孩子 不知道，从来没去想这个，或者想到也不知道怎么解决啊。
Of course, the boys never thought about this.
他说：“你看，我们现在每天我陪你上学，对不对？”
So he told his sons, "Today, every day, I walk with you to school."
所以中间有好几个小时你没有看到爸爸妈妈，可是你有朋友，有老师在学校。
So there were a few hours you don't see parents, but you have your teachers and your friends in schools.
然后到了下午，又不是爸爸就是妈妈，不是又来接你回家了吗
？And then in the afternoon, either me or mom will come pick you up.
他说，其实爸爸妈妈如果有一天离开你，也跟这个有点像。
So one day, if we really left you, it will be similar to this.
你在教会里面，你在还有很多的朋友，很多关心你的人。所以就像你一下子暂时看不到爸爸妈妈，可是你旁边还有很多的人可以帮助你。
So in church, you still have a lot of friends who care about you.
那等到你放学了呢？有一天呢，你又看到爸爸妈妈。
And after school, one day you are going to meet a parent again.
圣经告诉我们说，有一天我们都要在天上还是会相见呢。
And the Bible told us that one day we are going to meet again in heaven.
所以他跟孩子讲的时候，当然没有讲那么深。
Of course, he did not say deeply to the children at that time.
他让孩子知道说，我们不是就这样就结束了。
But his children understand that the ending is not on the life in this world.
我们将来有一个更好的身体，有一个更新的关系。
There is a new and better life in the future.
我们有天父，我们有弟兄姐妹。
We have Heavenly Father, we have brothers and sisters.
我只是举一个例子，就是说你可以用孩子能懂的话，跟他们把他们心里面的一些害怕、疑惑，可以教导他们。
I'm only giving you an example to use some word that the kids can understand to share with them.
当然，这里还有好多，你看，这么我列出来。
And there are many more topics to talk to them about.
我只在举一个例子，比如说你交朋友。
I'll give you another example. How about making friends?
你在学校里面，如果同学不理你了，或者你有没有不想跟哪个同学讲话了
？Is there a friends that you don't like or someone who ignored you?
对不对？尤其我们在这里，很可能也被人家歧视啊。
Especially in this country, sometimes we will be discriminated.
你怎么面对这个问题
？How do you face these?
更甚的是，如果我的孩子突然今天还不要说是我刚刚讲说你上大学前你都还有机会，甚至上大学，你发现你的孩子进入青春期了。
So as your children entering into this puberty age,
哎，奇怪，他明明是男孩子，怎么对男人没兴趣？他怎么不，男孩子对女孩子没兴趣？他怎么天天他的闺蜜是另外一个男孩子？
Oh, what happened? My son is not interested in girls, but only with boys.
你怎么办？你在那边瞎担心，还是说你就去马上去骂他，还是怎么？你怎么来问这个开始这个谈话
？What type of action you are going to take to start a conversation with your child?
你想过没有
？Have you thought of this?
有一次我记得我们孩子初中的时候回家就他们在那讲话，我们在旁边正好听到。
I remember one time our children during the middle school age, they were talking to each other.
Oh, 某某某，就我们都知道也是教会的一个孩子。Oh, 这跟他怎么有个什么交了一个什么朋友啊？他们讲得很高兴，叽叽嘎嘎的。
So my children was talking about another child, also from our church, that they were talking about he make another friend of from someone else.
初中嘛，高中嘛。
Middle school and high school.
我就多问了一句话。
And I asked them,
他是什么颜色的
？What color is the skin color？
哇，这句话一出来，他们停止谈话，三个人对着我噼里啪啦的，全部一阵乱骂。
Once I asked that question, my three children, really talked to me. They stopped talking to each other, but they actually scolded at me.
当然不是乱骂了，他们就说 ，Daddy。你怎么有这种
？And they criticized me, Daddy. How can you thought of this?
所以你怎么面对？你怎么跟你孩子来沟通或什么？尤其你担心你的孩子又受别人的影响。今天这个时代，太多的意见。
So what did you communicate with your children, especially in this era? There are too many different opinions.
你怎么用正面的态度来影响他、教导他，而不是让这个社会来教他？
How can you use positive teaching to him rather than letting the society to teach him?
当然，你看这里面不止每一样我们不能谈了，可是你有没有忽略到第五项？你跟你的孩子谈到怎么跟耶稣发生关系？
Did you neglect the fifth item, the spiritual life?
你说这礼拜天都有 Sunday school 啊
？So you're going to say, oh, every Sunday they have Sunday school.
每天到学校里面，他们的老师不但你有什么这些课程，告诉他们身体的变化等等，都学校教啊。
And at school, school is teaching them how their body growth and how it's changing. So it's all being well taken care.
我再说一次。
And let me repeat.
你不教他，社会就教他。
If you don't teach them, the society will.
所以我们看下一章，下面里面有好多他跟孩子中间具体的一些问题。说他问孩子说，孩子问说，爸爸妈妈会不会死？
So he had a more heartfelt talks with his child.
甚至他告诉孩子说，我给你的零用钱，你是怎么用的？
And he would talk about the money, pocket money that he gave to the child, how they spend on it.
对不对？你每个礼拜我花给你两块钱，你是用到哪里去？他就讲这个两个孩子完全不同。
Every week I gave you $2. How did you spend it? And then he realized the two sons spend them differently.
有一个孩子就天天存在他的那个储蓄箱里面，然后有事没事拿出来数，天天在那里笑。
One saved the money, and then sometimes he will count and see how much he saved.
哎，可是另外一个比较大方啊，他就问他，你这个钱你要怎么做？
And the other child, the father asked him, when you start making money, what do you do?
哦，他说我要给妈妈买礼物，或者我要给弟弟买礼物。
And he said, I'm going to buy gifts for mom, I'm going to buy gifts for brother.
啊，或者说我很喜欢那种球鞋，我想我自己给他积到钱了以后，我去买那双球鞋。
Or he mentioned that he loved that sneaker and he's going to save money to buy that sneaker.
你这就是很好的，就你跟孩子很轻松的谈话，然后知道说，哦，你怎么赚钱，怎么花钱，怎么管钱。
And these are just casual talk with your children to understand how they make money, save money, and manage their money.
后来我在一个教会里面做了下面一个问卷的调查。
So in another church, I make a questionnaire.
就是刚刚的有那么多的问题里面，我让12对的家长，他们来，因为我去给他们带这个专题的时候，我不能12个都讲，没有那么多时间，我就说你们最想听的哪些题目，你们列出来。
So I was leading this group discussion, but I cannot share one by one. So I asked these 12 couples which topic they like to share the most.
所以你看，首先这两个是有8对。就是12对父母里面有8对，他们希望我能够告诉他们，跟他们讨论怎么样跟孩子讲发生关系，跟耶稣发生关系，还有怎么样读圣经祷告。
So 8 out of the 12 couples, they have the priority of talking about Jesus, having relationship with Jesus.
接下来要教导他们，想知道我怎么教孩子认钱、算钱、赚钱、花钱。
And the next important priority topics is how I teach my kid to manage their money.
这个很现实，你不要认为弄钱很脏啊！我跟你讲，你不教他管钱认钱的话，他将来就是穷光蛋一个。
This is a very practical topic, actually. If you don't teach them how to manage money, they are going to be poor in the future.
好，接下来全部打出来，你就看到也有一半左右的人父母，他们希望知道我们怎么分工，怎么解决矛盾。
And half of the parents want to know how to parenting and division of labors at home.
我怎么样子教导孩子把他们的每天今天读哪一章圣经或者读什么书，把什么算术题，什么时候弹钢琴，什么时候等等，要学会定制计划。
And how to schedule the kids' daily life.
还有他们怎么使用手机，他们。怎么样管他们自己的零食，用他们的钱去买东西。
And how about managing their cell phone and using their pocket money to buy snacks?
更来就是教他们，你们要怎么样子 奖励的机制，你到底我怎么样子奖励你，怎么惩罚你，还有你跟朋友中间的关系，如果在学校里面你受了委屈，或者你有没有去欺负别人。
And also about the system of punishment and award, and how about at school being bullied and hurt.
甚至今天这个学校里面都已经有大麻，都有这个霸凌等等。
And marijuana and bullying are popular in schools nowadays.
弟兄姊妹，你张开眼睛，你看看，你可能觉得金弟兄，我在今天以前，我从来没想到这个。我认为船到桥头自然直，我不就是这样过来的吗
？Open your eyes, you might say, Brother King, I never thought about this. I thought everything come naturally.
我希望你或者过了今天，把这个信息消化了以后，你去跟你孩子稍微那这些题目，你拿两个去跟他谈一谈。我告诉你，你可能都会吓到。
And I hope after today you will start talking about some of these topics with your children.
他的想法跟你的不一定一样。
Then you will see the difference between his thought and your thought.
所以我们回到了后面，我们在讲到我们刚刚第一段话是我在信息开头前所列举的。
So in the beginning, I have this sharing.
那么后面的一段红字的话是我另外一段摘录出来的话。
And the red sentence is another encouragement.
他说教养孩子的秘诀没有什么其他秘诀，就是你要有爱，而且你要有自己做榜样。
So secret of parenting is nothing but love and led by example.
你发现这两个人的名字都是有点怪怪的念法，都是德国人。
So you see that these two names are all German, are Dutch.
尤其刚刚下面这个红字的这位 Frederick, 他就是今天的幼儿教育，就是幼稚园的创办人。
So the second person, Frederick Frobel, he is the founders of kindergarten teaching.
好，弟兄姊妹，因为时间关系，我今天只是给。负担就是让弟兄姊妹告诉，这是一个不是一个小问题。
So brothers and sisters, today this is not a small topic.
不是一个你可以说让学校、让社会去教你孩子的问题。
This is not something that you can leave your children to the society and school.
我今天这个负担会改的题目要讲，主要的是对我们年轻的父母。我也感谢主，今天还是有一些父母，你的孩子在十岁左右、十二岁以下还来得及。
My burden is to the parents who have young kids.
我相信你们会接触的资料、会懂的学习，一定比我还能够找到更好的资料。
I'm sure you can find more information after today.
我今天就是用这个机会唤醒大家的注意。
So I want to wake up it's like a wake up call to everyone.
下面有几个问题的思想。
There are a few reflections for sharing.
我知道你们有一个很好的一个做法，就是每次信息过后，不管在今天或者另外有一些小组讨论的时间。
So I know after message you have sharing time.
所以我想这里面有三个问题，第一个就是你和孩子们到底是怎么样跟他们谈话的，你用的什么方式。你发现到他们喜欢谈什么或者不喜欢谈什么
？When you have sharing and talking to your children, what is the best time? What method? What type of topics they like or not like?
第二个问题就是你们夫妻是怎么如何配搭和孩子谈心的
？And as a husband and wife, how do you share the burden to talk to your children?
你注意这里，我只是讲说夫妻其实不包括这个，很多人就认为哦，爸爸。只跟孩子谈那些比较硬的事情，在学校的，或者怎么找什么工作啊，什么这些。妈妈就是要去啊，孩子今天有没有交什么朋友啊，或者什么，不是这样的。
So some family think the father will talk about a certain topics about the school, and the mom will talk about certain topics about the friends, but it's not like that.
而且你发现没有，还不止你爸爸跟妈妈，你家里如果还有。几个大孩子、小孩子的话， 有时候你通过孩子去跟孩子谈问题，比你自己去谈好得多。
And you will also realize that if you let the elder child to talk to the younger child, it may be more effective.
所以父母要有眼光，要知道怎么样跟孩子的关系能够弄到最有智慧的，让他们把心中的话跟你讲。
So parent has to be wise and to guide the child to speak to you.
还有圣经中你自己要下功夫哦，有哪些关于父母跟孩童的这些经文跟例子，使你能够应用到你的生活里面。
And as parents, you have to also work hard to learn how the Bible teach you so that you can apply it to your children.
我今天主要的信息就准备停在这里。
And this is my message for today.
可是下面我要给弟兄姊妹们分享另外一大段我非常感动的一个麦克阿瑟为孩子的祈祷文。
But before I end, I want to share with you this MacArthur's prayer.
你们知道麦克阿瑟是谁吗？
Do you know who is MacArthur?
MacArthur 就是在第二次世界大战的时候，在后来日本投降、德国投降的时候，他在联军的这个航空母舰上面接受投降的美国的五星上将。
So he is a general during the Second World War, accepting Japan's surrendering.
他是西点军校第一名毕业的。
He is the first graduated in the West Point.
他被联军、盟军的全部承认的，他是五星上将。我只土包子，我以前只知道三星，后来知道有四星，我还不知道谁是五星的。他是五星上将。
So he is actually the five-star general of the alliance during the Second World War.
他的祷告是这样，要不要我们一起中英文都可以？我们一段一段，我们先念这个红的这一段，我们一起来读。
And let's read his prayer.
主啊，求你塑造我的儿子。使他能够认识自己的软弱，在失败中毫不气馁，在胜利中仍然保持谦逊温和。
Lord, please shape my son so that he can recognize his own weaknesses. In failure, he will not be discouraged. In victory, he will remain humble and gentle.
来，蓝色的，恳求塑造我的儿子，不致空有幻想。而缺乏行动，引导他认识自己，也认识你乃是真知识的基石。
Please shape my son so that he will not be an empty fantasy and lack of action. Lead him to know himself and also knowing that you are the foundation of true knowledge.
愿你引导他不求安逸舒适，经过压力、艰难和挑战，学习在风暴中挺身站立。学会怜悯那些在重压之下失败的人。
May you guide him not to seek ease and comfort. After stress, hardship, and challenges, learn to stand firm in the storm. Learn to have compassion for those who fail under pressure.
求你塑造他心地清洁，目标远大，使他能在指挥别人之前先懂得驾驭自己。
Please shape him into a man who, with pure heart and lofty goals, before he commands others, first learn to control himself.
永不忘记过去的教训，又能伸展进入未来的理想。
Never forget the lessons of the past, and it can also stretch into future ideals.
恳求赐他谦卑，使他永远记牢，真伟大中的平凡。真智慧中的开明，真勇力中的温柔。
Please give him humility so that he will always remember ordinary in true greatness, enlightened in true wisdom, gentleness in true courage.
如此，我这做父亲的才敢低声地说，我没有虚度此生。
So I, as a father, only then can I whisper, I have not lived my life in vain.And let's have more prayers.
主啊，我们感谢你，你给我们肉身的父母。
Lord, we thank you for giving us parents on earth.
你也保守我们在他们的养育中，我们今天能够长大成人。
And under their care, we grew up.
我们也有了我们自己的孩子。
and we have our own children.
主啊，不论我们的上一代教导我们、教养我们的时候有怎么样的恩典，或者有怎么样的过错。
No matter what type of grace or wrongdoing from our previous generation,
求你让我们从圣经中得到医治，看到方向。
May we get healed through the Bible and see the future.
以至于我们能够好好的教养我们自己的孩子。
So that we can educate our own children.
使他们成为合你心意的人。
So that they can please you.
靠你恩典的保守，我们才敢如此说。
And through your mercy that we can dare to say,
我没有虚度此生。
I did not live life in vain.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give our thanksgiving and prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.